would you like to hear something from religious music?
No, the show's over now, isn't it, Bob? Isn't it time for a nap?
No.
What? It's 12:30, isn't it? It's 12:30. That's over.
Well, no, not for us.
Well, how not progressive.
All right. Would you like to hear some religious music?
No, thank you. We're still reeling over the zippy stuff. It's so wonderful. Just makes your blood so acrid.
Okay, well, I guess we should bring Nate or Alyssa on. Nate? Or
it's
Alyssa?
Nate.
Go ahead. Address your issues and concerns to the almighty Ion.
So, Ion, you are one expression of non-physical, and there have been a lot of expressions of non-physical. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
What does Ion say? Why is that not correct, if that's not correct?
Try it again.
Try that statement again.
Oh, you have to hum it in Zappa, though. We still got that sort of on us. The mosh pit sort of eased up on us, so, you know, there's nothing we could do. There's nothing we could do. To drip chocolate off her nasty ass, you know. Oh, chocolate. Ooh, umbrella. Ooh, golly. Ooh, molly. Go, Zappa.
Okay.
Okay, Ion, Mate is proposing that there are many kinds of non-physical, and you're just one of them.
That's perfectly fine, but you don't know what the first non-physical is. So how can you decide there's more than one of that when you don't know that which you're describing is in the first
place? I'm not saying there's more than one of them. I'm saying that the expression of the one of them, that maybe are you one expression of the one non-physical? Because I felt... think that maybe I'm all right.
The ice cream is an expression of ice cream. That's ice cream of all ice creams.
You're a big shit, Nate. You shouldn't have fucking disrespected Aya like that. You're a big shit, Nate.
I'm not in shit.
Where's Alyssa? Bring Alyssa on. Nate blew his first question. He implied that there was more various versions of non-ion in the non-physical. What did Ion do?
That's against the rules, apparently.
I think so. Ion is the one and only non-physical. Everybody else has been fraudulent. Fraudulence, ambulance. Ion, you may laugh and mock all you want, but are you the one and only non-physical? Everybody else are not non-physical.
We were all of the non-physical that is non-physical, that was ever non-physical. We are part of the non-physical that was non-physical. We're everything that's supposed to be your non-physical that you separated yourself from when you decided to be a really good idea to become a little man.
Well, what do you mean was non-physical if there's no time?
Oh, there's nothing to do with time.
The was implied that. The
oh, you
was.
Mean the past
are you
tense?
Saying? Yeah, past blue perfect. Could have, might have been, should have been.
I would if I might have known.
So you got to write that down, Carol. I would if I might have known. That's what the plus blue purple part is. But the blue of that.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. He's Steve Carolyn. He's talking Zappa nasty. Blah, blah. With a little side of Bob feeling. Blah, blah. So I see a blog. I see a video. Here comes the video. Get you the video.
Get a bed, blah, 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 blah.
No, and you got to realize Bob's been up since forever.
Yesterday, many days ago.
So it's all downhill from here on.
We know. We said it was already bedtime already before you ever got started, and then there it goes. And then he said, I was up too late.
Yeah.
Well, why were you up when you didn't need to be up, when nobody was listening? Now you have a real-life show when there's a lot of people listening, and you say good night and hang up the phone and walk away and go to bed, just like that. It's too much. It's too much.
Nate, I would say that the was is because Ion is now creating non-physical, which is a bit more lively than the passive non-physical, just providing bliss to everybody. You know about that, Nate.
Yeah, we're difference. Done with all that. We're enough. Enough.
No more bliss,
Nate.
Yeah, Ion
has some
salt. The few little things we did tell you to do, you didn't do, and the things you want to do, you wouldn't do. And the things we told you to do, you said, I'm not doing that. So it's like, well, okay, maybe we're not the one to help you in the first place. So then you get a belligerent non-physical.
Yeah.
Get you a belligerent non-physical. Yeah. You'll like that.
Nate, Ion likes you because he only goes after people that he thinks will
put up with him. Put up with his negative.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like a negative professor. You think they're all over you. But they love you because they see potential. They see the Nate potential.
Now we can bring in
go
Leon.
With it, Nate. Go with it.
Let's bring in Leon. Leon can put a fucking paragraph together. Let's say it one more time.
Leave
Leon.
Bob, leave Nate a few more minutes.
All right. Sorry.
I have to monitor
Come on,
Bob.
Nate. Come on.
Out of his head.
Lift that
go,
she's
Nate.
Isolated. She's isolated you
I
now.
Listening to them spin out. It's kind of it's entertaining.
For whom?
For whom,
Nate?
For whom is the humor told?
It's a pre-recorded show. I'm just listening.
You're a pre-recorded caller.
Well, it is recorded. It is recorded, yeah.
No.
This show is live before a pre-recorded audience.
Okay, here's where we found our way. Ion is the pre-recorded non-physical.
He is.
Yeah.
Passed the perfect. What he could have been if he might have shown up.
Yeah.
If he might have.
On the day after yesterday.
Before your grandkids
and from
knew.
From now on.
Way before your grandkids
knew. Declaring all Wednesdays are now next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Tuesdays is the next Friday.
Oh, it's a funny day. First day of the year, Kellen. January 1st, I made it.
We made it. We made it. It's a timed event. It's a timed event. Bob made it. Hey, hey. He's finished the finish line.
We got through the most horrible
so
year in human history, 2016. The
oh,
worst
you ain't
history.
Seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing
yet.
It's
I ain't heard nothing yet.
It's turning.
Is
every
day
turn.
Come on, Nate. Get in there. Roll your boat.
Since a year. Oh, there's no word. Since a year is such a minute measure of time isn't every year starts over every day. A year from January 2nd to January 2nd is a new year.
I agree with you, Nate.
Okay, and then Yom Kippur, and then 5777 to yesterday. Okay, go with it.
And all ends on Tuesday.
That's the Jewish calendar, 5777.
So, you're the now, we're the now, this is happening. But it's also recorded. Is there any line now, if you're just listening to these broadcasts later on, now, it's still happening right now, and we're all talking to you. So you're in here, too. Ion, what do you have to say to these people that are pre-recorded listening right now?
Stay tuned.
Oh, man. So good. It's like fencing.
Like the New Zealand earthquake.
Tell me about the New Zealand earthquake.
That was last week.
Bang, bang, bang.
Another one. Look,
I don't know anything about it. I was drinking beers.
Okay.
Beers,
so,
plural?
Okay. Good luck. Okay. Then, okay.
Drinking beers. Kellen just said that 2016 had the most earthquakes ever recorded.
Yeah, it was quite a year.
Really?
So December 30th was a magnitude 5.4 earthquake, so it was just 2 days ago.
Where, New Zealand?
New Zealand had another one, yeah.
Oh, and the Queen's blowing off Sandringham service. She's listening to Bob.
The archives or right now?
Queen. Queen is New Year's Day
or the
Sandringham
right
service.
Oh, she missed today, too.
Today. She's Queen is feeling better, says Princess Royal, despite, again, missing due to restructure
intake. She's down with a restructure call. That's pretty soon all kinds of people have. That'll be a known ailment.
So, hey, Ion, everybody's going to be sending all their condolences and grief-stricken weepies to the Queen. Will that cause her to die?
No, she won't. She might check out the Balmoral for a little while, but she won't die. Basil Graves can hold her body down.
Mm.
Is Andrew Crystal causing these earthquakes in New Zealand?
Who? That ridiculous little side? No, he's trying to develop a fellatio-based relationship with Eric.
I know. I know all about that. He's married, too.
Look at her with her little kerchief on. Look at her, Bob. She's coming off the train. Smiley, smiley.
Let's see.
Look at her.
Oh.
And there's the old guy behind her.
The old guy.
It's Sandringham.
Look at her. I'm going to rule this world until they pull me out.
J.W. didn't show up at our last meeting.
Yeah.
He sent me a lousy empty canister restructure. That Bob, he just gets away with too much.
And it's your show. You can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah, well, what?
When it's your show.
Oh, that's not my show. I'm just here as the editor. Making sure that everybody gets knocked out. And Nate, you need to focus.
Yeah.
You need to get high on do. Come on, Nate. Pursue the non-physical duality.
Don't try to spar with Ion, and it ends in tears. Ask him a real question.
Now the water's burning.
Water's burning. Uh-oh. Let's look up water's burning. Okay, thank you, Ion.
No. The Indonesian ferry. 23 are dead, 17 missing, blah, blah, blah.
I think that was the whole planet. The Indonesian ferry.
Remember last week when I was saying...
Donald Trump is tweeting just now. Trump says that he doesn't trust computers if he rings in 2017, Bob. He doesn't even trust it. He doesn't trust computers. The Android meme, he won't sleep with the Android meme anymore. He won't do it.
You'll be back.
So remember last week, Ian was telling us something about the waters are burning.
Istanbul, nightclub attack. At least 39 killed.
That was yesterday. 39 dead. That was yesterday, Bob. We did that last night. We did that on the Goober Snatcher last night.
Yeah, government dressed as Santa Claus. CNN gone wild. Drunk Lemon gets ear pierced live on air. That Lemon, I remember Ian making fun of Lemon about a month ago.
And they found some bunch of bodies over the cliffs of Dover.
George Michael killed himself.
And William Christopher, the MASH guy. William Christopher's dad, the MASH guy. Father Monahan on MASH. He's gone.
He will die.
And then the Brazil gunman kills his ex-wife and his son and 10 others. Cyrus Wong is 106 and he's dead.
Yeah, the Brazilian police kills ex-wife and 10 others.
What's so funny about the news, Bob? Stop it.
It's so cliche that these are the things that are actually things that are coming along that make things happen. It's unbelievable.
Yes, hey, Muhammad Ali died, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, that's a week or two ago.
Damn.
That was
two
long
dead,
time ago.
Two injured in shooting after rapper concert.
Who's not dead, though? Come on, really.
4 billion people killed by a runaway truck.
Oh, no, Bob. Too much sugar.
Yeah, too much sugar. Too much Zappa.
Too much Reese.
Mm.
Super sugar.
Oh, and the biggest thing, the opiate abuse and Zika fears top everything for 2016. Now, that's good. I'm worried about the opiate abuse.
What's going to be the drug of choice for 2017?
Hell yeah. Well, especially if you're out of fentanyl.
Do you think opiates are going to be the drug of choice for 2017?
Yeah. No, they are. They know. We said that's what was in 16. Come on, keep up. There's no time.
Well, yeah, but today. Today's always today.
Oh, it's different somehow.
Yeah, this is the day after yesterday.
Day before tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the holiday. It's like Tisha B'Av. It never comes.
Wait, the what? I want to look that up.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do Tisha B'Av. It's the holiday that never comes.
Look, there's a lot of people lined up here, Nate. If you don't get serious, your fucking questions, we're moving on.
Go to someone else. That's fine.
How come you don't have anything to ask? What's wrong?
It doesn't matter. I'm just talking. I'll think of a good question someday, but, you know, until then.
You sure started up 2017 on the wrong foot.
Okay, you ready? This year is Monday, July the 31st. Tisha B'Av.
What's that?
It's the fast of the ninth of Av.
The fast of
ninth of Av.
Commemorating
the number of disasters in Jewish history. Ish.
Ninth of Av.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Nate. Yes? What are you doing, reading old notes?
No, I just...
Oh.
That's a song. But I'm reading the description of this holiday. And primarily, this is to commemorate the destruction of the first temple by the Babylonians.
And every other ugly thing that's ever happened.
That's the most ugly thing that's ever happened, taking down the temple?
Who's that?
Yeah!
Who's that?
It's me. Ion! I got
okay, go ahead. Yeah, I will. Go ahead, Rossi.
I was talking with Bob about these different groups that seem to be fighting among each other. Like the Nazis claim they're getting help from the Sumerian Canaanites. And then we have the Allies, which you said are Syrophoenicians. Bob has this theory of the different groups, like the Jesuits, the Bolsheviks.
Freemasons, Nazis, Bolsheviks,
the
Knights Templars, and all that.
Do they all relate to some tribe? Or what is this about, these groups? And
the factional fighting between the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Knights Templars, the Nazis, the Bolsheviks.
No tribes, none of that myth. No tribes. They're factions.
Right.
Factions.
Literate individuals. Literate individuals teaming up for literate goals. Right, Ian? You like that?
But what about the Canaanites and the Syrophoenicians?
What about that, though?
they're like tribes.
Well, no, they represent Babylon. The Syrophoenician is what the empire was built on. See, that's what Babylon came to. See, that's what happened to Lot's wife. She got too close to the android mean. Salty she was.
When you say the Quaffanites are coming back, what do you mean?
They're not coming back. They're returning. They're here already, but they're coming back. You're going to see the resurgence of the Quaffanites. No one ever speaks of the Kohanim until lately. Now, just all of a sudden, they're all on it like a bad habit.
It's also the language, the original lingua, the language of heaven, returning?
Well, coming back to where we already are. Coming back to where we already are. You see?
There is this man called Alexandre Eliezer. Is what he claims true, that he's the son of the Grand Duchess Tatiana Romanov and the King of Iraq?
He is.
So what about all the things he found out from ancient texts?
It's not ancient. Some of it hadn't been written yet.
But he read it. He's aware of it, even though it hasn't been written yet.
Sort of.
What's his last name, Roxy? Alexander what?
Eliezer.
Eliezer. Oh, yeah.
He said the ships that came from heaven did 7 turns around the earth, and then they landed on Mexico and Spain. He also talks about the artificial insemination of Mary by these people from heaven. He has many stories that are very similar to the Bible, but not the same, like this story about America. So is this going to happen, or is this what the Bible is talking about?
Maybe.
You talking about Bar Isaiah Eleazar? Bar Isaiah Eleazar?
No, Alexander.
Eleazar, YouTube.
Yeah, he also talks a lot about Alexander the Great. Who was really Alexander the Great?
Spiro Agnew.
There are some words like...
Spiro Agnew.
What was his tribe?
Levi.
So what did you say he's the link with Frank the First?
Oh, we put a picture of your answer to your question, Robbie.
Robbie.
Where? Where's the picture, Ion?
On the Goober Snatcher.
Oh, the chat line. Ah, there it is. I see. Let's put that on. You didn't capitalize O and N in your name, Ion. Small letters.
We don't do it.
Porky's Bear Facts. That's what the video. It's 1941. Porky the Pig.
Right.
Who's that?
Hey, Bob. It'll be
Alexander
fun.
The Great? Horrible. I never liked Porky Pig, but that's who Alexander the Great is? Porky?
Yeah, it's a representation of it.
You had mentioned also the kingdom of Aragon. And we had been talking about this art that means the stone and the origin and the pillar. And they also have the on, like your name. So what will be the real meaning of that word, the Aragon, the kingdom of Aragon?
It's the indemnification of the change. It's what will consume Baal.
Devil.
Baal is not the devil.
Why did Franco was able to stay in power until the 70s when all the other
he's still in business.
They also say there is a lot of things in Spain like giants buried in stones and the table of King Solomon near Toledo. Is that true?
We don't know what that means, true.
The table of King Solomon is there. There are some caves under the city. There were also a lot of alchemists and cabalists in the city of Toledo, like in Burgos and in Paris. They say in some of these caves, they were objects from Solomon.
Bob's lost his mind. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. The name isn't spelled wrong. He's crazy.
But why is the king of Spain also the king of Israel?
Because of the cars.
Which the car cars. Yeah.
We answered it in the Goober Snatch.
Again? I got to go over there again? Let's go.
No, you don't have to. Just go take a nap. Just go take a nap. You'll be all right, Bob. Stand up real straight, though. You got to get a crick in your neck standing all crooked. You got to stand straight if you're going to sleep on the job, Bob.
Winston Churchill claimed that Hitler had a pact with...
Winston Churchill never proclaimed or claimed anything. Everything he said came true.
That's because he did everything.
His forte was building walls. That was his thing, was building walls. Never bridges, only walls. We love Margaret Thatcher. She's going to be a great diplomat.
Did Hitler really did a pact with Moloch?
He got a mullet haircut one time,
Did he really develop superpowers that they say he opened his third eye?
Computer says yes.
He escaped Berlin. So what was he doing then afterwards with his superpowers?
Just kicking it, drinking Red Bull, smoking on purple.
In the Kabbalah, it is written that, or is the Zohar, the book, that we translate the information from heaven with the skin, the blood, and the organs. How is this made?
You're not going to get there from there. Try a different way. You're on the money, just you're not going to get there from there. Try from a different angle.
There are many traditions that relate to the blood, like the prohibition to eat animal blood. Was that because that will affect how we translate this information?
Most likely.
So we really shouldn't eat meat that is not kosher, or is not
right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. 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 It's not undone. It's just not valid. You see, it's not that you're obfuscating that it never ever was. You're just saying it no longer necessarily applies today. It's like polio doctors. There is polio, and there are doctors for polio, but you just don't have them anymore.
There was a lot of talk since the Middle Ages about the Jewish kidnapping children and killing them and doing some rituals with the blood. So, because they're everywhere, and you mentioned the putting the blood on the Passover or something like that. What are these things about, the rituals that they had with the blood? Were they really doing some type of sacrifice?
No, it wasn't like that. They were just showing it's the holding the places of the blood shows the difference, you see. It's a long story.
So when the Nazis were talking about the mysteries of the blood that they knew, what were they really talking about?
The mysteries of the blood.
Is that the fact that the blood is some type
the
of coagulant, technology that helps
the us? The coagulant has changed precipitously.
Yes, and the Quakenites, the Basque, have a lot of RH negative?
Maybe. Yeah, that's the right way to say it. And more becoming. So your words are better. We can embrace that a little easier. See, because you're not leaving stuff out. So it's always better when you don't leave stuff out. Excellent.
When you say that our blood is changing, it's like everybody's going to have the same blood type and all these...
No, Carolyn has the new blood types already. The cross types are all different.
What is the thing that makes the blood so important in this transmission or the translation of the messages? Are these messages from heaven or from you, or where do we get this information?
From Bob and Donald Trump's tweet account.
What tribe is Donald Trump?
Let's talk about saving your life at the bombing. Did you like that?
Yes. Thank you.
No, no, we're not talking about the thing in Berlin. We're talking about the bombing that you just missed.
Um,
Oh, wait, no, never mind. Not quite happened. Not quite. It's like Roseanne, Rosanna, Dana. Never mind. You'll see next week. It'll be good. Do you just listen? You need to follow directions. Listen. You need to follow directions. When we say go, don't you just second guess that you go. When we say go, just go. That's all. And it's fine. You follow it. But you better follow it.
Can I still plan some holidays in March?
Even when it doesn't make sense. Even when it doesn't make sense. Good.
Is there anything else I should be aware of?
Yes, coffee does not fax worth a damn.
What would be my drop intake now? Is there any change I should do?
Well, the ABCs aren't going to make it, see, because Angola just lost control. When she let all them damn immigrants muck in there, and then they come in and they blow your shit up and drive through your people and tear up them criminal Boxing Day and get everything else all fucked up, it's just not good. So she'll lose the election. We're sorry, and it'll be the end of the European Union. But we already said that. That's old news. So never mind.
What is the new alliance between Russia and America?
Rush Limbaugh.
About. Why was there a big attack in Syria?
Because of Bill O'Reilly.
You know who Bill O'Reilly is, Rox?
No.
He's the main talk show news guy on Fox News in the evening. Very big show. Bill Riley, the Riley factor. And Rush Limbaugh,
because,
what did Rush do? Why did Ian mention Rush Limbaugh? What was the context?
The Russian-American Alliance. And who was the Russian-American Alliance?
Rush Limbaugh.
Some people that were in Syria, now that it was liberated, they said it's all a lie, that there were not rebels, or that it was not as bad as the news said. So what's really happening there? Is it just media lies?
You got to sit that out a little, darling, because anyway we answer it, you're not going to like it. you're in a nebulous cul-de-sac. And you don't want to go to any house there, but you can't really turn around. So back it up a little bit and try it again. But we want you to be happy with the outcome, because if you got to listen to us, we want to say things you want to hear.
Well,
right?
I find it very interesting that Trump is really changing the American policy.
Darling, he's not changing American policy. He's changing the game. The whole game. He's changing it for everybody. Putin's about to have a cow.
What about Kissinger? Why is he, has been for so long, always like behind the throne? What's his try?
Good news, Bob. What? Good news. A little Italian joint that put the sign up saying Trump supporters don't come to eat in their restaurant. They took it all down. We don't have to take care of him. It's okay.
Hmm. Why,
he helped save his life. We did.
Well, why don't you answer Bo Kissinger?
What was the question? We were talking about Hawaii.
Why is Kissinger behind the throne in so many administrations? Was Roxy's question.
He's a little
he
bit more than
behind. He knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, he knows where the bodies are buried, and we already said, it is.
Well, what's it? No.
How it all connects.
How did he find out?
Because of the Star of David pointed him there.
The Star of David is in his life?
It's,
look up Ed Asner and Kissinger. See if they're related in any way.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, Ed Asner's a TV guy, Carol, TV actor.
I know. Did he play Kissinger, or is he involved with Save Israel?
Jews for Jesus. No, wait. No, that's trees for Israel. No, wait. No, move the temple. Oh, wait. No, no, wait. No, 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 no. Conway vows a much stronger relationship with Israel under the Trump regime.
Conway Twitty?
No, Kellyanne Conway.
There was also the surprise that the United Nations were against this resolution in favor of Israel and the settlements.
Don't worry about East Jerusalem. We got that all covered. That's all going back. The decades of Middle East trouble and problem is going to go so pro-Israel, you're going to get tired of winning. You might want to move to the West Bank. That's going to be lots of casas. Mucho casas. You'll see.
Does that mean more trouble for Palestine, Ion?
Who? No, no, they had to go back to Babylon.
So won't that just make more fighting?
No, because Babylon is fallen. Remember? Babylon is fallen to rise no more. But see, the European Union was supposed to be the standard by which that was. And we said, no, 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 that doesn't work. That sets up the biblical plagues and the thunders and the problems. And all that mixes away. And they remember the crowns and the dragon, the crown on the dragon, the 10 countries that it represents. Those were the 10 crowns that have fallen. Remember when it falls, you went through it and went through it, and Bob slept through most of it. But you were up for it, thank God, you and Jeannie Bell. Y'all were up for it. We were real thankful for that, because otherwise it would have gone really badly for everybody. But you didn't. You stayed up and made good notes, and it's all good. And we're thankful forever, because it's good, because it's all wrote down. And that's why you know the one that wrote to read and write. So now once those last three countries fall, that'll be the end of it. They can fight amongst themselves or blow themselves up or do whatever it is that they do. It'll be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But past that, we don't care. Ascend or die. That's how it goes.
And what are the last three countries?
Well, easy. Easy.
Germany.
Germany.
Italy.
Wait, wait. Italy doesn't count. They've already turned.
Okay. So two more. What would they be, Roxana?
France.
All that's left is Germany, France, and Belgium. And you know what? France, Le Pen's got that done. Done, done, done. But see, all these other ones, the Bulgaria, the Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, they ain't worth two shits and a giggle. You know, there's nothing to it. So, you know what I'm saying? There's more people that live in Bob's backyard than there in those whole damn countries. So, you know, what you going to
do? They started out fallen. So the ten
that's
crowns.
That's the reason
the
they joined. That's the reason they joined, was because they were fallen.
So once they're fallen, then the biblical prophecy of all the gnashing of
kicks
teeth
in,
and the blood
that
and
kicks
everything.
In, that kicks in Daniel. That kicks in Daniel and the lion's den. Remember?
Right.
You remember, because that was meeting.
Right.
And then that moves you. Now you're moving up quickly up to Ezekiel. And then you have the color of the terrible crystal, 122.
And that's when we have to go still, because
Sort of. It'll be a minute. But there's a little bit of shit left in Romania and two little isles in Luxembourg that we're saving that we're going to utilize something with, But you'll see.
Bob, are you awake?
Stand up straight, Bob, if you're going to sleep.
This talk about the Khazars, who are they really, the Khazars? Like, they seem to be...
Khazars.
Jean-Claude Sandor.
Who's that? Robin Hood?
He's awake.
No?
Okay. Bob's back. Did you send yourself an email when you took a little nap? Don't take a little nap. Or take a good nap. Take it to Malta, Bob. Take it to Malta. Back to Malta, Bob. This is all about Bob, and it's all about Malta.
And we saved a little, two little isles in Luxembourg. So don't worry about that. It's all good. And now, did you, we did tell you to move, remember, Roxy?
Yes.
Okay. Don't have to move today, but start thinking about it more. But it's going to get a little too hot, a little hot, 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 hot. And see, you can take the heat and the fire of the fire, but there's no reason in you staying there, surviving, while everyone else is burned to crisps. Because then they'll just hate you because you don't burn. So there's no good in it. You see?
Yes, and where do I should move to?
We don't care. You'll think of something you like. So it's all good. Me. We don't care. Just be ready. As long as you know that's an easy thing to do, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, we know. Call Andrea. See what she thinks.
Did you hear that, Carol?
Call who?
Andrea.
No, that's the wrong name.
Oh, yeah, that's his name for
yeah.
Roxy's sister.
Right.
Well, now, we didn't want to say all that, you silly boob. We didn't want to do all that. This is a live show, Bob.
What do you care? It's all recorded. No problem.
Oh, I don't care. No, we just made the point now. You said it. We didn't. You said it. We didn't. You said it. We didn't.
I was thinking again about the blood. You said we're going to have less oxygen in the blood. Is there going to be more hydrogen, and this is going to feed the brain in a different way?
That's brain work, right?
How does this process works with the blood changing our perception and how we translate all this information?
Well, see, blood's mostly liquid, but it's got a whole bunch of protein suspended in it. And that's what's going to make it more attributable to sort of the neutrophil and the lymphocyte. That's where it's really going to change, the lymphocyte. That's the biggest part that's going to change.
Neutrophils, that's bacterial chewing white blood cells, and lymphocytes are
balancing,
more viral chewing.
Mm-hmm. They're the scrubbers. Scrubbers.
Well, a while back, someone talked about the pituitary gland and the calcification around it. When we put up the veil and we fell, did we calcify our pituitary?
Not completely, but you certainly won't be using it for the same way.
And is the REMAG helping to dissolve the calcium from the pituitary?
Yeah, and the subscapius.
Say that again. Read the right and right ion. Uh-oh. Is I
there? U-L-A-R-I-S.
Subscapularis is not in the brain. It's
no, it's not.
Scapula.
We weren't talking about the brain. No, it was talking about how the shoulder. It's how the shoulder connects.
Yeah.
It's under the clavicle, but that's where it connects. You said, is it calcifying in the brain? We said, no, but it's helping the subscapular. Mm. See, this is where, this is back to Bert. This is where all his thickness is starting to build. His wings.
Okay, sorry, Roxana. Back to you.
No.
No, we had to yield for Carolyn. We had to yield for Carolyn.
The catalyst said all the information of the universe is already recorded in our body, but we forget when we're born, some angel come and hits under our nose, and we forget. Is this new blood sort of retrieving this autonomic new wing?
Impetuously. See, it's like the tracheal cartilage. It builds and builds and builds and builds until it can't. You see? It comes up to the thyroid cartilage.
some people have accents and they all of a sudden can't speak some ancient language, or they have some type of new capabilities. How does this happen, that this gets activated?
Just gets turned on, that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much again for everything.
You're welcome. You're welcome forever and ever. It's great fun. You're doing great. You're actually doing a lot better than you were doing, so we were concerned. But we're not concerned anymore because you're doing all the right stuff, all the right ways.
Okay.
Isn't that nice to know?
That was a good run.
Very, very nice. Thank you. Super sugar love.
Super sugar love. Why can't you have a latte every now and again?
Yes, I will.
I mean, I'm just saying, what's the rule that says that that's not cool? That's all we're saying. If not, is there a reason why not? If there is, we'll yield. We're not warring you, but we're just saying, why not? Was it something that's out of bounds for some reason?
No, but for some reason, milk, I used to like milk a lot, to drink like chocolate, and now I have to dilute it with water. I don't feel like drinking milk.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. But you can get a latte without a milk, can't you?
Latte means milk.
There's other
you
choices.
You can use almond milk. Almond milk,
yes.
Soy milk,
you can use
goat milk,
all kinds of different
coconut
milk.
Okay, thank you very much, Roxy. We're going over to Chad, number one.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, that's not number one. That's fucking dingbat. Oh, where's number one? He didn't even show up. Damn. How's Charlie, Sheila? Did Charlie recover from his humiliating whatever the hell he thought he went through? Sheila, tell us all about Charlie. He's still working? Is he in the dairy farm? Where did he go?
He's out at the Walmart right now.
Hey, darling, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today, Ion.
Good. Happy New Year. Feliz año nuevo.
Is that a language?
Mm-hmm. Language.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what Bob gets on
that's
the
language.
Time. Language.
Yeah, that's what I
say. Language.
Feliz
language.
Año
nuevo. Feliz año nuevo. In Mexican. Spanish.
Espanol.
Aragonese.
Yes.
What's up good today? Did he survive our chatting? Because we were giving him good news. We weren't giving him bad news.
I know. That's what I thought, too. It's interesting because you were talking to somebody last time you were on about, or maybe it's a private session, about somebody being very embarrassed. Is that the founder of Amazon?
Yes,
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, so it kind of felt a bit like Charlie, that there was some humiliation he had at a young age that kind of triggers him or something very
good.
Embarrassing.
Good.
Would that be correct?
Good. Well, it's his profession. He chose the damn profession. We didn't. You know, we didn't
right.
choose the profession. He chose it. And now he's
right.
chosen, and now that's changed. And so all we're just saying is then that's another choice, that he can make another, maybe better choice. It's all. That's a perfectly nice profession. We could have said a streetcar
yes.
conductor, but there's just not a lot of streetcar conductors anymore.
Yes, well, I mean, we're going to, talk about what we want to do for the next coming year and different changes. And it feels to me that he has changed his show up a bit. And I think he's hearing some of it, but some of it he's still kind of chafed about.
Well, good. We like that part. That means when you got that way, you got the attention. So that's good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, we don't care. It's all good. Tell him to get happy or get out. This is really easy. This is not a hard thing at all. Write a blog. That's what he should do. But let's keep going. Here's the word. Let's say it this way. Maybe
uh-huh.
this will soften the whole damn thing. Here's all that's happened. He is trying to become an expert polio doctor. They don't have polio anymore. That's all we're saying. We're not saying there's anything wrong, because actually as a dairyman, he would actually make a lot of money. They sell milk by the pound for Pete's sake, especially. And even Roxy can't drink milk, but she can get some milk buy it by the pound. It's amazing. So what happens is that his media ecology has run its course. He put his money on a horse that's not going across the finish line. And so therefore, if you now know that, it would be like us saying you're going to be a painter. We say, oh, no, we've obfuscated paint. There's no paint anymore. So you're just going to paint with the brush. You're not going to paint with any pigment. We go, well, man, that's ridiculous. And if we said that, we'd say, oh, okay, there is no more paint. So you can paint anything you want to. There are no more words. So there'll be no more writing. Every thought or conjugative expression will be expressed in a format that is only verbal. Only verbal. It's like the Yiddish. It won't be written. Now, it can be held in the cloud, and that's already started, but people aren't even talking about talking. The only thing that goes in, now do you know what the Clinton News Network's talking about? Donald Trump's tweets and why they can't, and why they don't include them. That's what they're damn talking about.
Charlie got a TV offer. He's getting a TV offer. Is that a way to go? TV?
Do they have cows there, Bob?
So you're saying TV is also...
Look at TV. Look at it. Bob sleeps through it now. He puts it on for nap time. The trains, freight trains and subways, and he should go in his bedroom. It's like going into Grand Central fucking Station in the most serene, perfect, wonderful place in the whole wide world. It sounds like a damn train wreck in the Holland Tunnel. It's unbelievable. In a windstorm, rushing with the trains blowing their horns, and it's just crazy. It's no wonder he sleeps the way he does. And then it's
Bob
all changed.
Bob uses a sound machine, Sheila.
It's unbelievable. It ain't white.
Yeah, he sleeps during
it's
the
mostly
day.
Colored.
So,
it's mostly colored.
His sound has to balance out the lawnmowers.
And everything else. And everything else. It's amazing. It's like City Island, you know, a bad day.
Well, okay, but Ian, so then what, you know, where do you go when what you're doing is no longer is?
Something else. Something else. You've never had any problem with it. You've made it just good. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, but see, that's offensive. See, he finds that it's offensive because he wants to make his own way. And the way he's made is just not working out. That's all we're saying. We sort of adore him. We chose him. He's chosen.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake, but if whatever he wants to do, it don't bother us. It don't bother us, darling. it don't bother us at all. It's okay. And so all we're trying to say is that he should look at it from an objective position. Maybe he could become the Howard Stern that says this is all crazy and ridiculous. Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Reverend Stang's not feeling well. Maybe you could take on the Church of the Subgenius. Might have some employment. Might be some employment opportunities over there.
So when you say he could become the Howard Stern, then you're still saying that there is some viable way of,
Howard Stern is not news. Howard Stern is the provocateur.
He's the provocateur.
Stop. Well, all of this is, but we're just saying, in the world that he's in, all that's gone away. People don't buy newspapers anymore. Mm-hmm. The only way that the New York Times does anything is that they do something terrible so people talk about them. That's all. And they're not even about what they say, and what they say is not true, and what they're looting is not the case, and they're trying to make the medium and make the message, and none of them apply anymore. And so to follow that, I mean, it would like saying, it'd be like taking up streetcar conductoring, because there aren't any more streetcars. So the media ecology that he's trying to engage doesn't apply anymore. If we took away canvas, you would still paint. That doesn't mean that he can't do what he does, but you can't do what you do if the only thing newsworthy that you're reporting on is what Donald Trump's, the machinations that came out of Donald J. Trump's Twitter account that is well thoroughly tweetable. He's obfuscated his job. Donald Trump has obfuscated his job.
Donald Trump has obfuscated Charlie's job or Donald Trump's own job?
Yeah, no, Charlie's job. Charlie's business, not his job.
Yeah.
And so now the news is going to be, how dare he? He's going to talk about us. He's going to need us one day. He can't do what he's doing. And he's like, fuck you. I can do whatever I want to do. You don't even know who you are. Go away. Goodbye. Get out. You are the weakest link. Get back.
He went golfing instead of going to the press pool for New Year's. So
why not?
Like,
why not?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Why not? Exactly. Why not?
I know.
Look how they decked out Mar-a-Lago for the New Year's Eve party. It was huge.
Oh, I have to look at that. I haven't seen
that. Oh, yeah, the flowers were amazing. You got them 30% off, too. It was great.
So
what did you do last night, Sheila? Were you out about with your fan club last night? You went to see Charlie's band?
No, Charlie had a play, and then we went to a nice restaurant bar and had New Year's drink with a jazz band and all that stuff. So we saw the New Year in there.
Anybody know
you
there?
No, we just went on our own after his show, after his
play. I heard you quite active around town. I heard you're courted. You and Charlie are a power couple.
Nobody can be more of a power couple than you and Carolyn. Come on.
That's right. We don't see anybody. Everybody's afraid of us. Nobody hangs out with us.
That's the ultimate.
Compliment.
Well, you can't blame them. Everybody that embraces Bob Long ends up dead or at the lower end of the phase, you know.
That's why
Aunt Mallie keeps rising because he keeps casting the bodies out into the sea.
So, Ian, what would you suggest that Charlie look at? I mean, what does one look at when what one does?
Well, when what one does, if you have an inkling that everything is about to change, that everything's going upside down, and everything is not as it is purveyed, then you should note or notice what do you call that when you're talking about the subject matter? What do you call the subject of a painting? What would you call that?
Subject. Composition? No, that's not the subject.
Would that be the work?
Could be.
The content.
Subject? The image? The content?
Yes, yeah, see, Sheila, all that's left to do is sell Trump memorabilia. That's all that's left. That's what I do. Except I don't have to.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. How nice. How dismissive of Dr. Dean. That's too much fun.
I listened to Ion early on.
Yeah, really.
That's true. And here's the rest of the story. And that seems to be working out pretty good. Not perfect, but way better than otherwise. Because then what happens? After a little while, the cares of life grow strangely dim. And then you can make good choices with good information rather than bad choices with no information. Or wake up with this corn cob stuck up your butt and wonder how it got there. You'll know. It's coming. You steer the train of coming. And that's all we're trying to say. We want him to be very happy in every level, if he wants to be. But we're not going to cry two tears in a damn bucket if he decided to be obstinate and decide that it was someone trying to say something regarding his prowess or capacity when we didn't say any such thing at all. So get happy or get out. It's all good. We don't give a care.
He's trying to get mean. Sheila, he was nice. Now he's going mean on Charlie, Sheila. You know, he's attacking Charlie right now.
Again.
No. Sheila.
Last night, Sheila, we were talking about Alan Cabal. Have you heard Bob reading Alan Cabal stuff? He's the journalist who was just suicidal these past couple of years, and then he predicted Trump would win and, you know, would mention Trump here and there, and when Trump won, he's ecstatic now. His life... So anyway, what we're saying is he's probably one of the only journalists that really promoted Trump, and he thinks his life has just begun. I don't know whether...
Carpenters.
Did they die last year, Ion?
Yeah, they were in a plane crash
yesterday.
Big Bopper.
Buddy Holly and
Buddy Holly,
Johnny
the
Cat.
Big Bopper and John Lennon.
I walked the line because I saw the line because I walked the line. You fell into a burning ring of fire and it burned, 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 and the flames got higher. The ring of fire.
The Pacific earthquakes.
No. Burn, burn, burn. Yeah, there ain't no fire.
Draw the line.
I walked the line.
But Carolyn.
Glenn Campbell.
Carolyn, your reference to the guy saying his life has just begun, so you're saying he's on the Trump train and that's why he feels that. From being
Trump and Bob won't even play that. Now they're making this song is going to get so big that he's going to have to sooner or later. And he won't even play the damn Trump train. You can find that ridiculous, how ridiculous that is.
Yeah, Sheila, you can go to Bob's Facebook page and he put up Alan Cabal's latest rendering. What was the name? The 21st Century is Saved? What was the name of your blog post, Bob?
I have to go over there.
Go there.
I put up, I said, Charlie missed the boat. I mocked
no,
Charlie.
Didn't.
I mocked
didn't.
Charlie on my Facebook
you
page.
Didn't.
I didn't do it.
I wouldn't let him.
I said, power couple succumbs to Grand Central Station rape.
To the
power
by the
couple
Ion.
From North Carolina gets raped at Grand Central Station.
By Ion.
By Ion, yeah.
You got the wrong Carolina.
So what's the name?
Sorry, yeah, one's north, one's south. But I am back to your thing when you asked me about the subject of the painting, when I asked about what direction to go for Charlie. You're talking about the theme of a painting or a title of a painting?
Maybe. What did we say then? What was your question and what did we say then? This is the trick. If you can keep up with that, then you're serious about it.
Well, I asked what to put his attention on or what to look at or what to... If what he's doing is going by the wayside, or is by the wayside already. I mean, what is the process of finding?
Attention, darling. We're not trying to get him a damn jerky job for Pete's sake. We're trying to get him to become a god. Darling, you can sleep with anything you want to, but wouldn't it be nicer to sleep with a god? That's all we're saying.
So you're saying Sheila's paintings, the focus of them has been ascension.
Yeah, it's been fruitful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not, she thinks she's painting the painting, but she's not painting the painting. The painting's painting her.
Mm. Yeah, this one I just started, went back to the Ark of the Covenant, is totally changing now.
The Alan Cabal title is The New World Order Has Collapsed. Predictions for 2017. Meanwhile, Nate has sent me a suicide note. Nate was so distraught by his sex with Ion.
We're so excited. That's great. No, Bob, you got another one. Bob promised to stay with you till you buy or die.
Yeah, or die. And Nate's going to die. He says, crumpled pages in the wastebasket tell more of the writer than the finished book. Studying the spinning out of conversational energy, what's between the amazing statements they, you make is as interesting as the revelatory nuggets, watching patterns arise in first statements after long pauses. All is recorded, all is forever, sifting through it for gold or for fun or for both. The alchemy of putting on this day and then that one. There's nothing I can tell you that you don't already know at some point. There's the bad statement. There's nothing I can tell you. That ain't true. It can tell you a lot. You have to know how to get it out of Ion, though. So that's Nate. He signs it Nate, and he shot himself.
Oh, no. Well, it's okay. Well, that's nice. Well, it's a terrible way. How did he afford the bullet?
He just shot himself in the foot, Bob. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let's see if he's still there. We'll bring Nate back on. Maybe he'll recover. Let's see. Nate. Where is Nate? There he is. Okay, Nate. Now, apologize for the letter.
See, he's not dead.
Stop sending me suicide notes, Nate.
That's not fair. That's not fair. We told him he wasn't dead, and he wasn't dead. Does that mean that we're true? Or, we told him what he already knew? Did he already know? But he sent a note saying that he was dead. If you're going to send a suicide note, would you prefer to be dead? Is that the conversation? So which way is it? See, either way, we're the scapegoat here. One, we either lied to you because you're not dead, or you didn't get what you wanted because you wanted to be dead and you're not. Which is it?
Yeah, which is
interesting question. No, it's not actually what I said, guys. I said that there's nothing Ion can tell you that you don't already know at some point. So it's not like a timing thing, but you know it all eventually.
you know?
No, you don't know nothing.
No, you know, you know, you know.
You know.
You know, you know, well, you know, well, you know, you know, then you don't need to know because you already know, right?
Exactly.
Because,
I mean, how do you know what you know that you don't know? Because if you knew you know that you knew, how would you know that you didn't know that you didn't know that you knew that you know? If you always know sooner or later and there's no time, why can't you just know now? Well, I know no, so no, no.
I do know now.
Like that. But you didn't know then, so that's why you don't know that you know, because you didn't know.
But I did know.
Or you'd know.
Not yet.
Well, it's not yet. Now you're negotiating.